Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin in Campbell County Outdoor Track and Field stayed in Gillette last week and finished up day two of the Bolts Basin Nation invite on Thursday. Other than the Bolts and Camels, Upton was the only other school that traveled to compete in day two. Starting with the ladies, Thunder Basin finished in first with a 284.5 score, and Campbell County came in second with a 142 score. Starting with the Camel ladies, they had five first-place finishers, with Kendra Jensen coming in first in the 800-meter run, Madison Edwards in the 100-meter hurdles, Faith Clem in the 300-meter hurdles, Shade Shaheen in the girls' pole vault, and Aja Roberts, Sophia Biggs, Reese Dorr, and Faith Clem would have a first-place finish in the 400-meter relay. Moving to the Bolt ladies, they had eight first-place finishers, with Grace Miller coming in first in the 100 and 200-meter dashes. Emmalyn Schleckwe would have a first-place finish in the 400-meter dash, Megan Doherty in the 1600-meter run, Kyrie Garrison in the girls' high jump, Jalen Shepard in the girls' shot put, Emma Schubach in the girls' discus, and Grace Miller, Chloe Crabtree, Alexis Edwards, and Kaylin Fitzpatrick would have a first-place finish in the 100-meter relay. Moving over to the boys, it would be Campbell County taking first in day two with a 242 score, and the Bolts would come in second with a 212 score. Starting with the Bolt boys, Landon Scalise would come in first in the 100-meter dash, Kyle Poppenfuss in the 200-meter dash, Kyan Yeadon in the 400-meter dash, Anthony Montes in the 800-meter run, Patrick Hardesty in the 1600-meter run, Caden Loughran-Boyce in the boys' high jump, and Landon Scalise, Caden Loughran-Boyce, Kyle Poppenfuss, and Bradley Eckstorm would all have a first-place finish in the 100-meter relay. The Campbell boys also had a handful of first-place finishes, with Odin Little in the 110-meter hurdles, Shane Duvall in the 300-meter hurdles, Creed Olson in the pole vault, Jeff Pelton in the boys' long jump and triple jump, Raynor Rainham in the boys' shot put, Braden Ballard in the discus, and the Campbell boys would have a first-place finish in the 400-meter relay with Ian Carter, Shane Duvall, Zach Wolf, and Aiden Dorr participating. Campbell County and Thunder Basin will stay in Gillette this week and turn their focus to Campbell County, who will be hosting the Camel Qualifier on Friday. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.